The Labor Department said this morning that job growth slowed in its latest monthly employment report. Employers did add 112,000 jobs to their payrolls in June, but it was about half of what most economists expected. The overall unemployment rate remained at 5.6%. The disappointing report follows several months of solid job growth. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Most economists were expecting about 250,000 new jobs during June, but today's numbers fell well short of that. The government also revised the figures for April and May down slightly. Not only was overall job growth lackluster last month, the manufacturing sector lost 11,000 jobs after gaining for 4 months. Meanwhile, construction employment was flat. Stuart Hoffman, chief economist at PNC Financial Services, says the report showed that the job market took a breather in June. He says that may have been tied to a slowdown in consumer spending.
June was a funny month. We had that big run-up in gasoline prices early in the month, and I think that did take some wind out of the sails of consumers.
Hoffman notes that retail sales figures were also on the weak side in June, and consumers bought fewer automobiles than expected. Hoffman says it may be that people were taking a break after spending a lot of money in the spring, and that was reflected in less hiring. But he believes the job market will spring back over the next few months.
Looking ahead, I still think the economy is going to create jobs, probably more like 200,000 a month, almost double what we had in June.
Even with the weaker-than-expected job growth in June, he says the labor market has now been improving for 10 straight months and has added 1.5 million jobs since last August. Still, the numbers today are a disappointment for the Bush administration. Democrats have repeatedly charged that President Bush is the first U.S. leader since Herbert Hoover to see jobs decline during his administration, and today's numbers make it more difficult for the president to escape that charge. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.